Anxiety, COVID and the five ways to wellbeing. My name's Suzanne and I'm one of the trainers at Swindon and Gloucestershire Mind. At Mind, we support people with many different types of mental health issues, and this short podcast is focused on anxiety. At this current time, you may have a long-standing diagnosis of anxiety, or it may be since the COVID situation began, you have noticed recent anxiety symptoms, such as feel agitated or overwhelmed, having problems concentrating. Or maybe working from home has become a real challenge, especially if you are juggling work with children not yet back at school. We are currently in a very abnormal situation. This is far from what we perceive as our normality, and therefore to have a reaction of fear and increased anxiety is such a normal way to react to such a difficult situation. Currently there's improvement, more shops are reopening, some people are going back to work, schools are beginning to reopen. And yet even though our situation is changing, we are far from a resolve and the normality we once knew. All this can impact on our well-being and increase anxiety levels. So what is the five ways and how can it help with anxiety? The five ways to well-being was created by the New Economics Foundation as part of Foresight's Mental Capital and Wellbeing Project, using state-of-the-art research from across the world to consider how to improve everyone's mental capital and wellbeing through life. The first of the five ways is connect. Connecting to others, connecting to self, connecting to our pets, connecting to nature. All these things can support and enrich our day-to-day. Normally in crisis, we as humans would come together. We would connect and support each other physically, as in having meals together, family time together, hugs, dancing. This hasn't been possible in COVID. And people are feeling very isolated from their family members, which may be another reason for increased anxiety. So how can we connect in COVID? Think about different ways to connect with the people around you, with friends, colleagues, neighbours, people in your local community. Make a point of chatting over the wall to your neighbours. Talk to the cashier at your local shop. Call and text your friends. Perhaps have a Zoom family quiz. And when we feel anxious, sometimes we can isolate ourselves, which is even more reason to make an effort to keep connecting with others. Also, connect with yourself. Be kind to yourself if you are feeling anxious. Writing worries down on paper may help reduce your worrying. And sometimes once we can see them in front of us, there's an opportunity to challenge some of those thoughts and worries. Maybe talk to a family member as well, or a friend you can trust, about how you're feeling, and that will help. Think of ways that you can connect and how you can increase your connection. The second of the five ways is to give. Giving to self supports with a sense of value, self-value. Giving to others is rewarding and also helps build connections. When we give looking outwardly, that suggests doing something nice for a friend or a stranger. Give a smile to people. Give compliments to people. Maybe send cards or postcards or handmade cards with your children to send to family and friends as a surprise. Also, sometimes an outward focus can give us a break from thinking about our anxieties and worries. Giving looking within. Maybe consider how much you have given to your family at this time. Acknowledge to yourself how much you are giving outwardly. What can you give to yourself today? Maybe it's just some quiet time, even if it's just 10 minutes to yourself, just to stop what you're doing, make a drink, maybe go into another room, take a few slow, deep breaths and just focus on your breathing. It's really important to give time to ourselves too. Think about some ways that you can give to yourself and to others. The third of the five ways is keep learning. Learning increases our confidence and it can be fun. So keep learning. Try something new. How about trying a relaxation app such as Calm? Or listen to relaxing music, trying to recognise each type of instrument that is playing. Learn a new board game with the family, or do a puzzle. Learning a way to feel grounded can be helpful with anxiety. Stand barefoot on the grass outside. Really feel the grass beneath your toes and your feet. Or feel your feet weighted on the grass or on the ground. Think about ways that you can keep learning. Being active. Exercise gives us a real feel-good factor which can help improve our mental health. So be active by going for a walk. This can help release that build-up of energy of anxiety. And also, exercise releases endorphins, which can help lift mood, and it may be easier to relax for a while after exercise. Dance to your favourite song. Do some gardening. Put extra energy into the housework. Maybe when you're hoovering or cleaning the windows, keep your focus on how much energy you are putting into that activity rather than focusing on your thoughts. And when you go back to your thoughts, as soon as you realise, put the focus back into the task. Maybe put some energetic music on while you're doing housework and that will help. It's important to find physical activities that suit you. And you may want to start small. So perhaps just 5 minutes marching on the spot while the kettle boils is a good place to start. Build up your own being active routine that suits you. Number five, the last of the five ways to well-being is to take notice. Taking more notice of what's going on around you and reflecting on your experiences helps you appreciate what matters to you. So take notice, be curious, take time to notice the world around you. Take notice of the sky and the cloud formations, the different colours in the sky at different times of the day. We have some amazing sunsets here. Take notice and compare how you are feeling before being active and be curious about how you are feeling afterwards. Take notice of the difference in your body. Take notice of the environment. Can anything be changed or move around in your rooms to help with your anxiety? Maybe have a peace chair, a chair to sit in where you're at peace. If you start to think and worry, you need to get out of the chair. This is an opportunity to practice stopping those thoughts and worries when you're sitting in a certain chair. So a peace chair may be something that helps. Notice what helpful strategies reduce your anxiety. What distractions may help? Find ways to maybe do more of these. It's so easy to think about negative experiences of our day. At the end of each day, reflect on three positive experiences. Take time to do this using your senses. What did you notice? What did you see? What did you hear? What did you feel? What did you smell and taste? Use all your senses in really reflecting on these three positive experiences that you've had in the day. And this can help increase your memory of positive experiences, increasing the feel-good factor. I hope some of these suggestions are helpful or help you think of other options that will work for you. Thank you.